content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Baby, do you want to go higher? Baby, you're in the right place. You're listening to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Anthony Cernelia, Diamond Gray, Aviana Barrientos, Lexi Brinkley, and Stephanie Toops. We have a full studio today.
This is awesome. Marie's here somewhere.
And Marie's here somewhere. Yeah, we're going to do a weekend update. Whoa, we were all over the place. I don't even remember the last couple of days. And we even saw you in Austin, Stephanie.
Yeah. It was so crazy. Bizarre. It was so great.
It was. It really was. I think my sound's up too loud in my ears. I'm on my control there a little bit. It's kind of getting me.
You're just hearing yourself?
Yeah. It's just a little too loud. The thing's a little too loud in my ears. But other than that, it's great. It's great to be here. We have a lot we're going to be talking about today. We've got Jackie Schlegel. Her topic again is Texans for vaccine choice update. And Stephanie Toops, can anyone compost their food waste? And everyone should. So I can't wait to hear about that. So I do what Autumn Conley does. Like, I just throw my vegetables and my fruit off my little porch,
yeah,
over in the trees and the bushes, and think, oh gosh, you know, the squirrels and the snakes.
Do you not worry about, like, I don't know, raccoons
attracting?
But they're there anyway, and I love animals,
I guess, but like something that could
be
bad.
The only thing I worry about is snakes. Yeah. I'm not afraid of any other
animal. Speaking of, my friend's dog got bit in the face, on the tongue, and on the face by a copperhead and had to be taken to the ER. Was like very close to not making it, but he made it.
That actually happened to a couple of my dogs back a few years ago, mm-hmm, when I removed a wood pile that had been there for years, and I guess there was rattlesnakes back there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you have to be super careful.
I don't like
careful.
Snakes. Nope.
Yeah. What about you, Diamond? No. You like snakes? Anthony, you like snakes?
No. Don't like them.
They don't really bother me that much, but I'm not going to just walk up to one.
Yeah. Well, yesterday I saw a dried up little tiny one, a baby one, on the porch. So the dogs must have dragged it out of the grass, and it'd been dead for a while, but it still creeped me out.
Yeah.
Like, really creeped me out. But
I saw a big one in your yard before. Turner was barking at it, and I was get me out of here.
Well, because there's water all around my property. There really is. There's a big pond on one side. There's lakes in the back down in the valley behind my property where the cows live. And
I'm never coming over.
Gotta be on but high alert.
I think because I have so many dogs running around the property, it keeps the snakes away.
Yeah.
Oh, and yeah, they protect.
Yeah, they do. And I had to kill that copperhead a couple of months ago. Did you ever hear about that, Stephanie?
Yeah, I heard about that story.
Yeah. Yeah.
You killed it?
Yeah. It was, I had to.
With
who
a
said
shovel,
that?
Didn't I'm, you? Or
Anthony
something?
Did.
Oh, Anthony, yes, I did. It was terrible. It was the Cowboys were playing. It was, I think it was a Thursday night game, and everybody was at the game or watching the game, and my phone was on low battery. Make a long story short, my phone went dead, and there I was outside with the snake, but Jeff saved my life, my dog Jeff and Brad, because they wouldn't stop barking. And I was like, what in the H-E double hockey sticks are you barking about, you know? And, anyway, the copperhead was literally like a foot and a half from my leg, and it was poised to strike. And so, but Jeff saved my life.
Yeah, you got to listen when those dogs bark.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, yeah. No,
although
you
mine
do.
Was barking at my bag today. So
barking at your what?
Some dogs.
Just a bag. Well, he's still puppy. So if he sees something he hasn't seen before, it freaks him out.
That's how my dog is. And she's 3 years old.
Yeah.
She's just a little, she's got a screw loose.
Yeah. But his bark is so loud. It's great because I know he'd scare away an intruder, and that's what it's all about.
Yeah.
For sure.
I love my animals. They provide so much joy and a lot of work too. You know, a lot of work. I was cleaning Willie and Tom's doghouse out today, cleaning the windows. They've got the new floors and the walls and everything. It needs a little tricking out inside, a few more like electrical covers and stuff like that that need to be in place, and they're repainting the outside. But I was cleaning the windows, but the whole time I was out there, I was on snake alert, you know?
Yeah, I would be too. You fought one.
I wonder if there's like a snake alarm where, like, if you turn it on, it scares them away, like some high frequency.
Ooh, I would love that. But then you'd probably hurt other animal life,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, that's true. It's a good point.
You just have to be vigilant, no matter where you are, really, at the end of the day. You know, survival of the fittest, that includes in your own backyard with the snakes. But, I don't know where I want to begin. I've got a bunch of stuff. I cleaned out all the stuff I pulled out of the back of my car, and which was so much stuff I can't even tell you. There was a ton of books, there was a ton of magazines, papers, all these things. But you know, Aviana and Diamond, all of us were talking about selfie posting and social media. It's so invasive in our life. It's like, how do we get rid of it? How do we shut it down? How do we make it less important in our lives? Especially if we're running a business. Yeah. What do you think, Stephanie?
I don't know.
You're a businesswoman?
Yeah.
What do you think about all of it?
I think it's exciting. I think you just got to roll with it.
You think it's exciting?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a good positive attitude to have, though.
But attitude is everything.
Can I say one thing while we're on the positive about it?
Yes.
You two had the cutest picture from Paleo FX. You guys are in front of a huge sign and you're holding like bones or something.
Yes. Yeah,
it's
yeah,
just,
yeah.
It was adorable. I just wanted to let you know before we got off of the paleo.
Yeah. Well, I just think I don't. It's not just me. I mean, that whole selfie thing. It's creating a lot of narcissists, especially.
I don't disagree with that. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it really is. So there's this one person that you know we kind of stumbled over, not literally, but you know, on social media, who had something like 200,000 people following her, but she only follows 3 people back. I think that's rude. I do. I really do. I'm just a very gracious, thankful person. If someone follows you, you should follow them back. Not be worried about, oh, I got to look like I'm the Chazé. So, oh, look at me. I've got 200,000 people following me, but I only follow 3 people. That's so snotty.
Yeah. Well, I just
don't
feel
you
like
think?
The whole purpose of social media is to be social and engage with people.
To be social. Yeah. But yet you're an elitist.
But
you
she's
know?
Not
you're,
following
you're,
anyone.
Yeah. But you're not following anyone. I'm like, F you. Yeah. I just think
that's
it's so gross.
That people do where they'll follow someone and then they'll wait until that person follows back and then they'll unfollow. So they're.
It's just so stupid.
But that's such a game.
It's such a game.
I know,
why don't we have
terrible.
Enough games? Isn't there enough BS out there to bury all of us? I mean, come on. Yeah. Can't we be more real, more transparent? You got to play these stupid ass games. Can I say that?
You can say ass.
Okay. Like, my emotions got away from me because it bothers me so much that if somebody is gracious enough to say hello to you on the street, do you say, oh, I don't know if I'm going to say hello to them back. What do I have to gain from it? I don't want anybody to think that I said hello when they didn't say hello, or some stupid line of logic or just stupidity.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's exciting from the standpoint that it's a completely new platform. So I think anytime that there's a new platform, but I think to your point, when it's not used in a way that it's intended for, and intended is not even the right word because everybody intends it for a different reason.
Right.
But when it's meant to be social, to your point, I think it's
beneficial.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
What happened to just being gracious?
Well, it's like my
good morning back. Like when somebody says good morning to you.
Yeah.
Like when I first started here, I'd say good morning to somebody and they'd ghost me. I'd be like, okay.
Well, that's just rude, though.
Yeah, that's just rude.
But that's manners. That's true. I mean, and I feel like that's somewhat, people are losing those social graces, to your point about being gracious.
Yeah.
Like, just manners in general. Mm-hmm.
Well, and then you got I didn't even know what this was. I had to ask Avi before we went, because I got this. This was an insert for the New York Times back from April 7th, but it was how unboxing videos soothe our consumerist brains, which is kind of what we're going to be talking about with you today, you know, Stephanie. I know we're talking about composting, but, you know, we buy too much stuff. You and I have had this conversation many, many times. When I was digging through my stuff yesterday, 5 easy ways to recycle toys, plastic, and clothes. It was a story that you and I covered back a couple of months ago. But it's all connected. It's all connected. But unboxing, I'm like, what is that? And Avi had to explain it to me.
Have y'all seen that kid who's made like millions of dollars off YouTube just unwrapping or unboxing toys?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what's scary about that is so many kids will just sit and watch somebody unbox, and they're not even, it's like, play with the toy. Why are you watching another kid unwrap it?
I'm confused. This is a thing?
This is a thing.
Or like people will order a new phone and they get it in the mail and they record themselves like unboxing their new item.
Is this like a weird obsession of people watching?
My God, it's like reviews, thing. You don't know what I'm buying.
I can't believe you haven't seen it. Yeah, and they have like nails. It's kind of like old school QVC. Like their nails are all cute.
Yeah.
And then they'll unbox like a Lego set. And they'll say, okay, well, I'm unboxing this Lego set. And it comes with this thing and this thing and this thing.
We're all messed up in the brain for watching this.
I know. It's conspicuous consumption is what it is.
Yeah,
it's weird. It's new school conspicuous consumption. Buying stuff that you don't need to get some sort of a attention, whether it's on social media or driving down the street.
And I don't disagree. And the subscription boxes, I feel like, are the same thing.
Yeah, oh, I've seen those.
I love those.
They're fun, but I feel like you end up getting a bunch of stuff that you probably don't. Well, you might want like two things in the box, and then there's eight things you don't.
Yeah.
And so when it comes back to, then just buy the one thing that you want. I don't know. I mean, it's back to the new. That's how people are marketing now. They're sending their stuff out in subscription boxes, mm-hmm. and then people fall in love and they whatever. But it's everybody trying to exploit this new
unboxing.
Yeah.
What about the people taking back on selfies? What about the people that are taking selfies at the Grand Canyon and falling?
Oh yeah, that's.
I mean, who needs a selfie that bad?
Jeez, why are you so close to the edge?
No,
when you're taking a selfie.
Two people have died this month.
This month?
Are you
serious?
Oh yeah.
You got to get that good.
Wow.
Angle.
Have someone else take it of you. Be safe. Don't be.
Well, you know what? I had this article pulled up to your point, Anthony. It says in 2015, a statistic about social media use captured the internet's attention. More people have died of selfies than shark attacks this year. To be fair, very few people die of either selfies or shark attacks, but a wave of research continues to suggest that social media use can be a significant impediment to mental health. A new study points specifically to selfies as a mood and confidence lowering activity. I couldn't agree more.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I agree.
Just all of it. Like, I don't know. So if somebody likes you or follows you, like them back. Be nice.
Yeah.
Right?
For sure.
Anyway, it's perplexing. But we've got a fascinating, really great show coming up with Stephanie Toops. This woman is always prepared, always interesting. We're going to be talking about composting. Yes, you can, and everyone should. And Jackie Schlegel's giving us an update. Texines for vaccine choice. Stay tuned, everyone. You're listening to One Life Radio.
I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again.
Better food means better living. At True Foods Kitchen, healthy isn't just an idea. Healthy is science, and they take it seriously. Every delicious dish and drink at True Food Kitchen is crafted to be better for your taste buds and your body. True Foods Kitchen, a place to bring people together, feel better, and celebrate a passion for better living. Check them out at truefoodkitchen.com.
EarthX returns to Fair Park in Dallas, April 26th through the 28th, the world's largest environmental experience featuring green exhibitors, expert speakers, an interactive virtual reality zone, and a film festival, plus tiny houses, kid zone, auto show, live music, and more. EarthX brings people together to find solutions for a more sustainable future. Find out what's going on and how to improve it. April 26th through the...
Call us crazy. We don't mind. Crazy Water's all-natural mineral water has been making people feel good inside and out since 1881. As the only mineral water bottled in Texas, their water boasts loads of benefits that other bottled waters can only envy. Pretty crazy, huh? Find it at your local Whole Foods, HEB, Central Market, or have it shipped right to your door. Visit them at drinkcrazywater.com. That's drinkcrazywater.com.
Hi, this is Vaughn Eaglin. As a licensed professional counselor and supervisor, I spend my career helping people cope with emotional problems. But today, I want to talk to you about nutrition. People ask me all the time for nutrition and weight loss advice, and I always find myself recommending a raw vegan protein, a food supplement called Warrior Blend by Sun Warrior. I wasn't always active and fit. In fact, I was very overweight as a child. And as a counselor, I must emphasize the importance of the mind-body connection. A clean body helps with a clean mind. Start today with Sun Warrior Blend Raw Vegan Protein. For more information, go to sunwarrior.com and start living clean today.
Hey, y'all. I'm so excited to tell you about my most recent obsession, Nature's Plate. And let me tell you why. Nature's Plate is plant-based meals to go. They offer handcrafted, 100% vegan, always non-GMO, ready-to-go meals to help lighten your cooking, save you from the dreaded grocery store, and help you lose weight. I have to say, I have been eating their meals now for a couple of weeks, and I already have lost weight naturally while feeling nurtured and satisfied after every meal. And here's why. The one thing about Nature's Plate that is so beneficial is that their meals are nutrient dense but without all the calories. They also have a rotating menu so you aren't stuck eating the same thing every week. There's 3 convenient locations in the Dallas area, and they even offer delivery options. Nature's Plate makes it so easy to eat healthy, and what you're eating benefits not only you, but the environment too. Find a location near you or order online. Go to naturesplate.com. That's naturesplate.com. Welcome back to One Life Radio, everyone. This is Bernadette with Anthony Cernelia. I've got Diamond Gray in studio with us, Aviana Barrientos, Lexi Brinkley, Stephanie Toops, and I have Jackie Schlegel on the line. This is your theme song, Jackie.
My theme song, and I'm sitting down in the state capitol, and I'm like dancing, wishing I were up in the studio with you. Aww. I can hardly contain myself.
Well, you know, I thought about you all weekend, starting with, I guess it was Friday. I bought USA Today, and in it, in the front section, measles case hits high for the 21st century. And I also read the same thing in the Wall Street Journal, almost word for word. I think it was the same copy, and they just shared it between publications. But I thought of you because it said, probably the number one factor we have to fight is misinformation. This concept some people have that vaccines are dangerous. That was from Judd Hultquist, Northwestern University Feinberg School of Medicine. What do you say to Judd?
Well, you know, I was thinking about you all weekend as well, thinking about that scene from the Brady Bunch that you have played numerous times on air. And I'm kind of baffled and at a loss for words, like, what is going on here?
I know.
How can we possibly have gone this far in our thinking with this measles epidemic? It's so outrageous.
It really is.
So over the top.
Well, and you know what? I had that tape ready to go just in case we wanted to reference to it, because I actually played it for a good friend of mine who was here over the weekend. And he and I go back toe to toe, and I always say to him, I'll change his name, hey, Jim, have you ever read anything about from the other side? Have you ever read any of these other books? And he said, well, no. And I said, well, let me play this for you. And so I played him the YouTube video of the Brady Bunch. And I said, so I have to ask you, Jim, what's changed in 50 years? Are you not even the least bit curious about what has changed in 50 years? And so we'll go ahead and we'll play the tape so our listeners know what we're talking about.
Yes. Hi. Peter. What are you doing home from school?
They sent me home. Measles.
It's either measles or a strange case of red freckles.
You have got a temperature.
They told me, 101.1.
Oh, are you sure it's the measles?
Well, he certainly got all the symptoms. A slight temperature, a lot of dots, and a great big smile.
A great big smile?
No school for a few days.
Say hello to my dotted son for me. Tell him I'll bring him some comic books, and I'll see you later, dear.
Okay, honey, bye.
Boy, this is the life, isn't it?
Yeah, if you have to get sick. Sure can't beat the measles.
That's right. No medicine.
Inside or out. Like shots, I mean.
Don't even mention shots. Yuck!
Measles, measles, measles. Well, all the kids have now had the measles.
So have I.
Well, I had them years ago. Looks like the Bradys are finished with the measles.
Hold it.
You're not through yet.
Alice, don't tell me you're coming down with the measles.
Oh, I hope so. I'd hate to think I was just learning how to blush at my age.
I love Alice. But, you know, Jackie, let me say this. So that was December 26, 1969. And December 26, all the kids were off school. So this obviously was a show that had a mass audience in the United States of America. What is the big deal now? I don't understand. So many people don't understand. What do you think?
Well, I'm getting this question a lot as I'm out in the community and just in my day to day. A lot of individuals in this generation, a lot of the older Americans, are stopping me and they're asking and they're saying, you know, Jackie, I have a question for you. And I keep seeing this about measles on the news, but like, we all had it when we were kids. What's the big deal? Mm-hmm. And they're really kind of perplexed by this. And I have to tell you, you know, it is kind of shocking to see, but it only, in my opinion, it means one thing. The vaccine industry, the pharmaceutical industry that has had such a stronghold on our nation, on this generation, the truth is starting to come out and people are starting to question and they are wanting to know why. Why is there this big push for anybody who questions vaccines to just be painted as an anti-science, you know, conspiracy theorist that doesn't care about children?
Yeah.
I think we are seeing the industry go to desperate lengths to hold on to the message that they have really been very effective at the last 15, 20 years.
Well, you know,
but I do think the days are numbered.
Well, our country was founded on the First Amendment being one of the most important, if not the most important, our freedom of speech. And I have to tell you, Lexi, before we went live today, shared something with me. She asked me if I knew who Susan Humphreys was, and I said, yes, I do. And she said, listen to this, Bernadette. So tell the audience, Lexi, what you read or watched last night.
It was a whole interview that she was doing. I'm not sure for what news company, but she just did an interview, and she had shared on her PowerPoint presentation exactly what she had witnessed from the Mayo Clinic, which it was a doctor from the Mayo Clinic who was educating people on vaccines.
Students, medical students.
Yes.
Okay.
And a bunch of the slides were on how to talk to hesitant parents. And one of them literally said, don't give out information, don't promise links, and persuade, do not inform.
Yeah.
So that just blew my mind.
Wow.
And that is exactly what's going on. But it's even worse. One of the things we're working on right now here in Austin, and one of the reasons I couldn't get back home to be in studio today, is there is a very large clinic here in Austin, Austin Regional Clinic, that has mandated this policy that if you are not up to date with your vaccines, you may not be seen here. Through this clinic and this practice here. This is a big, this group accepts Medicaid funds. So all of the Medicaid kids have to, they're limited in where they can be seen if they're not up to date with all of their vaccines. It is our belief that when you enter into that government contract, you accept Medicaid funds, you need to also have in place non-discrimination policies. And we believe that's exactly what this is. We are discriminating against a group of children and their families based on very deeply held beliefs. And we're here. We have a bill that we're fighting for to get voted out of the Senate that would mandate that if you accept these Medicaid dollars, if you accept these funds, you enter into a government contract, then you need to embrace non-discrimination policies and allow these individuals to be seen in your practice.
Wow. So discrimination for Medicaid patients based on vaccine status, and there was a hearing, right?
There was a hearing, and it was last week. We had numerous doctors come and testify on our behalf. And really, regardless of where the bill goes, we have just gained so much momentum with medical providers standing up and saying, you know, we see these individuals in our practice on a daily basis. They are not at risk to anyone. And
we're going to support Texans for vaccine choice. So it was a great hearing. I encourage everybody, if they're interested, if they want to see what we're doing in this great state to not only protect our rights, but to advance them for all Texans, they need to go to TexansForVaccineChoice.com and sign up to join and follow us and see what we're doing here on a day-to-day basis.
Is Robert Kennedy Jr. involved in this fight here in Texas?
You know, he is clearly leading the way on a national level and probably worldwide as far as vaccine safety. We do have some communications with his team. They are doing very good work. They are very stretched thin right now. And we hope to see a greater presence from Mr. Kennedy here in the near future in Texas.
Well, you know what I just remembered? I just discovered I forgot to read your bio. I got so excited about having you on. So for everyone out there listening, Jackie is the executive director for Texans for Vaccine Choice. When legislators are led astray and propose poorly written bills that will take away vaccine choice and parental rights, Jackie Schlegel stepped up to the plate and said, not on my watch. In 4 years, Jackie took a group of just a bunch of moms and turned it into the epitome of grassroots activism and marketing. And the group is now a political action committee for over 20,000 followers, as well as several thousand members who proudly call themselves Texans for Vaccine Choice. Her unshakable dedication inspires all members to have laser focus on one goal and one goal only, to maintain vaccine choice in the great state of Texas. Anything else you want to add to that, Jackie?
You know, we are growing at a rapid pace. Thank you so much for your support of Texans for Vaccine Choice. It is brave individuals like you stepping up and saying, we're going to get this message out there and sharing the truth about who we are. We are here protecting and advancing informed consent, medical privacy, and vaccine choice. And we need everyone like you to be all in. So thank you for your support.
Well, you're welcome. And you know, I always like to make this clear too, that I did vaccinate my children, but I did it when I thought it was the proper time based on what I had read, using Dr. Robert S. Mendelsohn's book, How to Raise a Healthy Child in Spite of Your Doctor. He's been dead for about 20 years, but he was in the 80s, one of America's leading pediatricians who was putting parents back in control of their children's health. This book has gotten high acclaim. Millions and millions of copies have been sold of it, and they still sell it on Amazon. I encourage you to get a copy, How to Raise a Healthy Child in Spite of Your Doctor. It's full of all kinds of great information. You have to always look at the science, but you also have to look at whether or not we're being told the truth. This subject of vaccinations and immunizations, it really needs to have the curtain pulled down on it, and everyone in America fully examining it for what it is, and just come to a conclusion of what is safe and what is not for our children collectively as one, not making it a political issue, not making it a religious issue, but making it an issue about the children of the United States of America, in my opinion. I think I've been speaking too much, Jackie. You did something to me.
Absolutely. Be informed. That is what we want. We want you to be informed and make decisions for you and your family.
Well, you know what? I may go to Dallas back down there with you and help you fight. I'll bring my boxing gloves, but I just want the truth. That's all I want is the truth. Whatever is the truth, that's the side I'm on. So always great to have you here on the show with us, Jackie Schlegel. You can find her at TexansForVaccineChoice.com if you're interested in just, you know, helping us all to, you know, have a better understanding of what's going on here. Thanks again, Jackie. Talk to you soon.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Everyone, thank you so much for listening. We'll be right back. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Tonight I'll take you on a moonlight ride.
Did you know that the U.S. Department of Health actually patented cannabinoids as antioxidants and neuroprotectants? So clearly, there is promise for CBD to help with a variety of issues. Honest Hemp's U.S.-grown CBD system is fully tested for purity and safety. For daily balance, Honest Hemp has the best-tasting CBD tinctures available. Their Super Breath Blast delivers near-immediate relief and relaxation while on the go. And the Magic Balm works wonders for your muscles, joints, and temples. So relax and feel better naturally with the Honest Hemp CBD system. Available at honesthemp.com.
Burn here. I'm so excited about Sun Warrior's new soil-based probiotic. Just like any ecosystem, your digestive system thrives best when it contains a wide variety of microorganisms that can complement and interact with each other. Sun Warrior's probiotics increase native gut flora, restore the gut-brain connection, aid in digestion, support normal bowel function, and support immune function. Shop Sun Warrior Probiotics at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com.
Hi, this is Sean Wells, certified sports nutritionist, registered dietitian, and biochemist. One Life Radio and I are so excited about the launch of our Thorne dispensary. Thorne is the most used brand by medical practitioners as a result of its industry-leading quality control. Further, Thorne has a team of doctors, chemists, and dietitians formulating their products to be the gold standard. There are very few products I would personally endorse as a clinician, nutritional biochemist, and the world's greatest formulator, but Thorne is atop my short list. Visit OneLifeRadio.com to shop my hand-selected vitamins and supplements, including FloraPro LP Probiotic, Berberine 500, MethylGuard Plus, and Resveracell in optimized resveratrol. Be sure to click our banner on OneLifeRadio.com and create an account to receive your exclusive 20% discount along with free shipping today.
Do recent media reports of unvaccinated children causing the return of measles have you worried? Could this manufactured media push be another symptom of the epidemic of fake news plaguing our nation? Let Texans for Vaccine Choice offer this cure for measles mania. 98% of students enrolled in Texas schools are up to date on their measles vaccine. We invite you to learn more about protecting your rights as we rally and fight for our freedom. For more information, go to TexansForVaccineChoice.com. Again, that is TexansForVaccineChoice.com.
Go ahead and sing it, Stephanie. Oh, my gosh. Welcome back to One Life Radio, everyone. I want to let you know that you can go to our website, oneliferadio.com, to download and listen to our podcast or our podcast after the broadcast, as well as subscribe to our newsletter. You can also go to iHeartMedia.com to listen live or download the free iHeartRadio app and listen to us from anywhere in the world. And a big shout out to our sponsors, great companies like Sun Warrior, Honest Hemp, Nature's Plate, Paleo Magazine, The Wellbeing Journal, and the International Society of Sports Nutrition. Okay, I've got Stephanie Toops in studio with me today, one of my favorite people. She is a consumer advocate professional, particularly focused on safety and food, as well as the personal care products industry. She became fascinated with the industry when she was diagnosed with a thyroid autoimmune disorder while pregnant with her second child. She has always been fascinated with education and holds both an undergraduate and a master's degree in accounting and finance from Texas A&M University. She's also a certified public accountant and has owned and operated numerous businesses in the Dallas area, and she's a great photographer too.
Thanks.
And she's got a big heart and a big spirit, and she's smart as you know what. So let's talk about this. Anyone can compost their food waste, and everyone should. So I love this topic. I really do. Composting is something that just seems kind of gross and a lot more work that I'm willing to do, and I'm a pretty hard worker. So how can someone start composting easily?
That's a great question. I have the easy button for you, okay. And then I have if you want to do it in your own home. So there's a couple of ways to do it.
Well, you know, I've seen the little pretty little ones that go on the counter, and I thought, I can do that. But then I'm buying more stuff to put in the yard. Yeah. So I want to do it as natural as possible.
Yeah.
Is throwing it off my porch like I do, is that bad?
Well, you're not actually composting if you're doing that. But that's fine. I mean, it's better than – so one of the things that when you talk about composting and why you want to do this is because – all of the organic material that gets buried in our landfill, it then starts to decompose. So it's different than composting. So when it's buried and it starts to decompose, then it gives off methane gas.
That's not good.
That's bad for the environment. Yeah. Right. So that's why it's really important for people to understand that composting is actually really great for our environment. Beyond just the recycle and that kind of stuff, it actually impacts our environment. So, there's a couple of ways to do it. You can do it, and you can do it in your yard. So you kind of rake everything together. It takes a little bit longer that way. Sometimes you rake all your leaves into a pile, all the organic material, and it take anywhere from 6 months to 2 years to kind of get that.
Do snakes like the pile? Say no.
No, they don't like that pile. Maybe you should wear some rubber wellies, though, if you're going to go walk around
your
pile. Yeah,
and carry a big old shovel?
Shovel. Mm-hmm.
What's that? Walk softly and carry a big stick?
Yes.
Yeah. You might want to do that.
Yeah. All right.
So if you're gonna compost outside, then that's what you can do. You can kind of build a pile and then you get worms, or you can get starter kits in order to get the right mix of nutrients in order for it to compost appropriately. And I know this sounds really complicated, but it's not that complicated. And if you're going to do it inside, they have cute composters. I have a list of like 13.
Yeah, so what do you do?
Awesome.
So let's say I get one of the little cute ones. I put it on my kitchen counter. I'm the composter now, you know?
Yeah.
And so, but what do you do with that? You just like throw it out in the yard, or can you throw it? Is it good for your, like where I throw my scraps?
Yes.
And it's all fruits and vegetables. Like, you know, like I threw some watermelon stuff out there the other day, or some leftover carrots
like
or whatever.
Apple core.
Or tomato last night. I made a salad. I had some tomato, little tomato scraps and cucumbers, and we just threw them over into the bushes, and I'm sure the animals eat them, but well, there was something I was going to ask. I can't remember.
If you wanted to do it. So if you were going to do it
in
your
kitchen. Could
I throw
it over there? Like just throw it over into the corner?
Yeah, that's
what
you do. Like you have a little bin and you start putting your scraps in there, and then you get either worms, or there's a bacteria starter set that you can purchase, and then you add that to your mix, and then eventually when it's composted, you just put it out in your garden then. Like you eventually just, like you're doing with the food, you put it out into nature.
Right.
And it creates like a really nice nutrient-rich kind of soil.
And don't
feed.
They have like a one that like I saw it years ago that is like a tumbler?
Oh, I haven't seen that. That's kind of cool.
Or a big
cool.
tumbler, and you don't have to do anything, like move it around. You just tumble it, like every week
or so.
That
sounds fun.
I picture like bingo, like that thing.
Yeah, it's like a big bingo thing, but then you're buying more stuff that goes on the earth, and you know, I don't know. We've got too much stuff. I was out in my barn today, and I was like, where did all this stuff come from?
My in-laws do this. Well, they're not in-laws yet, but pretty close. They have it out in their backyard, so they just have like a pile, and they take anything, and they have chickens now. They're doing the whole night.
Nice.
So that's really the other option. That's the easy button. If you know somebody who composts, and even a lot of farmers markets, you can just put your stuff like in any kind of container, a mixing bowl, whatever. Put all your scraps in there, put it in your freezer. And then once you get kind of a bunch of stuff built up, you take it over to someone who composts and you give it to them and they add it to their pile. So if the whole worms and bacteria and all that kind of stuff gives you the heebie-jeebies, or you don't want to purchase the
little bit.
Yeah.
I'm not a worm. I don't like things that squirm and wiggle like snakes and worms. I just, you know, but I would never hurt a worm or a snake unless I thought it would kill me and I had to kill it. Yeah. That's what happened a few months ago, but it was me or him.
But it's the worms that actually process the food and change it from an organic material to what they call like a casting. And so the worms are the ones that process it. So that's what the outdoor compost pile will do. But for someone like you, if you don't necessarily want to deal with composting yourself, there are tons of different places where you can take your organic material and drop it off instead of just throwing it in the trash.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you know what? This is a good time to take a break, and we're going to go to break. And when we come back, we're going to continue talking about that anyone can compost their food waste. And I love this. You know, I was thinking how much food we actually waste in this country too. We've got to get control of that.
Yep.
Even in hospitals, how many meals in a hospital get turned away every single day? How many times have you been in a hospital and the person said, I'm not eating that? How many times? It happens hundreds of thousands of times in every state, in all 50 states in this country, every single day. We've got so much work to do. Not to be Debbie Downer. We'll talk about something positive when we get back. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Wellbeing Journal is a remarkable bi-monthly health publication esteemed by intelligent readers worldwide. It's available in print or digital, single issues or subscription. Its focus is on living a happy, healthy life and preventing or healing illnesses naturally. Preventing or healing cancer, arthritis, cardiovascular conditions, and digestive issues, as well as nutritional solutions for optimal health, are regular subjects. Learn more at wellbeingjournal.com.
Give your body some soul with Sun Warrior's new Soul Good Protein Bars. Sun Warrior is committed to making the best plant-based proteins and superfood supplements from the finest organic ingredients across the globe. Soul Good Bars have an amazing profile. They have 17 to 19 grams of clean organic protein, very low sugar, and 16 to 17 grams of fiber. They're available in delicious flavors like blueberry blast, coconut cashew, cinnamon roll, and salted caramel. Check them out online at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com. And give your adventure some soul.
Hi everyone, this is Bernadette. Do you know why I love Paleo Magazine? Paleo Magazine was founded with the purpose of providing readers with the information they need to live strong, vibrant, healthy lives. They are dedicated to partnering with leaders in the paleo community to spread the knowledge of ancestral health principles without the influence of big pharma or big agriculture. Paleo Magazine. Follow them on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram, or visit them at paleomagonline.com. That's paleomagonline.com.
Hey, this is Sean Wells of the International Society of Sports Nutrition. One Life Radio is proud to partner with the ISSN. The ISSN is the world's leading scientific organization dedicated to the science of supplements and sports nutrition. For their latest conferences and events, go to theissn.org. That's theissn.org.
Welcome back to One Life Radio, everyone. This is Bernadette with Anthony Cernelia. I've got Lexi Brinkley, Diamond Gray, Aviana Barrientos in studio with me, and Stephanie Toops. I want to let everyone know that you can go to our website, oneliferadio.com, to download and listen to our podcast or subscribe to our newsletter, excuse me, or go to iHeartMedia.com to listen live or download the free iHeartRadio app and listen to us from anywhere in the world. A big shout out to our great companies, our sponsors. Sun Warrior, get it at Vitamin Shop or put it in your smoothie at Smoothie King. Sun Warrior is a premium, all-natural, raw superfood company dedicated to providing the best vegan plant-based protein powders and supplements. And we just got it set up over the weekend. There's now a 20% discount for all of our listeners. You use the code OLR when you order any of their products from sunwarrior.com. And just as I said, use the code OLR. My favorite new product that they have is their magnesium, their Sun Warrior magnesium. Magnesium that you can either put in your food or in your liquid, or you can put a few drops on. I put it on my legs and just rub it into my legs. And magnesium is such an incredible, important. It's just as important as vitamin D, in my opinion, and a lot of other experts. It's one of those things that you don't want to be deficient in. It affects your sleep. It affects your muscles. It affects your ability to depression, anxiety, all kinds of things. It is critical in over 325 functions in the human body, and most people walk around deficient in it. So get yourself some magnesium and use the code OLR for 20% off any of your Sun Warrior products that you order. And, of course, Honest Hemp. Visit them at honesthemp.com. Happy, healthy, and honest. That's how I like my CBD oil or my minty breast spray, which I used this morning. I love that stuff. I really do. And, of course, Paleo Magazine. Visit them at paleomagonline.com to download the digital version or find a store near you and pick up a copy. And the Well-Being Journal is always heralding the integration of medicine with physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, and social aspects of health. Well-Being Journal is now available in both print and digital version. Order online at wellbeingjournal.com. And Nature's Plate is Dallas's best place to go for plant-based food to go. It's meals to go. They offer handcrafted, 100% vegan, always non-GMO, ready-to-go meals to help lighten up your cooking and save you from some time in the grocery store if you need that. But it's also good to go to the grocery store too, isn't it, Stephanie?
It is.
You know, I love the produce section. That's where my grandmother taught me how to smell the tomatoes and pick good produce. And I think it's actually a great time to take a few minutes and just sit back and relax and meditate along with the vegetables, you know?
Yeah, I think it's good. And I think it's fun to teach your kids that,
too. Oh, for sure.
Like, sometimes we'll pick color, and I'll say, okay, we're going to pick all yellow produce this week.
Yeah.
And then we'll get to pick all the yellow stuff. We'll pick whatever, You
That's
know?
Such a good idea.
And it gets them to try new stuff, and they're excited because they picked it, you know?
Yeah. And sometimes you don't have time for that. And when you don't, you know, Nature's Plate really does make it easy to eat healthy. And we always talk about the environment. So what you're eating benefits not only you, but the environment, too. So check them out at naturesplate.com. And, of course, Thorn Research, you have higher standards, and so do we. Shop our Thorn dispensary for 20% off and free shipping on every order. You can find our dispensary at oneliferadio.com/Thorn. Everything you need for everything you are. Thorn and Sun Warrior are two, and of course I say this all the time, Gaia, are three of my top supplement companies that's all I buy from, pretty much. So check them out. Anyway, so we're talking about composting. Okay, so Anthony posed a very interesting question about food waste. We were talking about food waste right before we went to break, and he said something about school cafeterias.
Yeah.
Do they compost? They should. What a great idea. Did you say they're doing it in Illinois?
No, they're not composting. They're using leftover food and packaging meals for kids that maybe don't, I guess, have food on the weekends. So
wow.
I don't know how they do that.
Yeah. That makes me sad. That's what I mean. It's like
go Indiana.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, that is. Yeah, and we can all, you know, borrow each other's ideas as we create them to do things well, do them better, and that includes composting. So you said everyone can compost their food, and everyone should. So, I'm going to ask this. So organic matter, doesn't it decompose in a landfill?
It does decompose in a landfill,
but.
It's buried. And so, like we were talking earlier about the methane gas.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
got
methane
you.
Gas is a pollutant. So when it.
And doesn't it take a lot longer or something like that?
Yeah. So if it's wrapped up in a trash bag, right? Like if you're putting all your, you know, like for example, I have a recycle bin and I have a trash bin. And if we put all our food in the trash bin, you wrap it up in the plastic and then it goes into a landfill. Well, number one, it's decomposing inside that bag. Number two, it's in a bag. So it's going to take until that plastic bag decomposes for it to even reach.
Well, you know what's crazy? I just had a flashback to my childhood. I don't even know. I might have been like 3 or 4, but I can remember because I used to do the dishes with my dad every night. I loved it. And we used to have this little plastic thing in the corner when we cleared the plates that we put all the scraps in.
Yeah.
And then at the end, after we were done doing the dishes, we would put that plastic thing, we'd flip it over on the like a section of the nightly or the daily newspaper and put it in the garbage pail like that. And I don't think they had like plastic garbage bags back then. And the garbage man would come and take the garbage away. And then once a week, you clean out your garbage pails. You'd rinse them out with a hose and a little bit of soap.
Well, it's really interesting. It goes back to what we were talking about a little bit on the break and how much technology has changed the way that we live.
Yeah.
And when you look back to how we were operating 50 years ago, we really weren't. Like, people were taking their scraps out and they were putting them in the garden, or they weren't doing all the things that we think of now that are modern conveniences, which, yes, are modern conveniences, but sometimes it's like no good deed goes unpunished.
Yeah.
And you're creating problems when that wasn't the initial intent, you know, from the standpoint of, okay, now I'm throwing everything in the trash and I'm burying it in a landfill and now it's not, you know, it's not decomposing and going back to the earth.
Well, what kind of things can you compost and what kind of things can you not?
So pretty much anything that's organic is what you can compost. So you would want to do, you know, like you just said, kitchen scraps, anything, you know, like if you're peeling potatoes or you're, you know, apple cores or banana peels, anything like that, that's an organic material is what you can compost.
So meat would not be, you can't compost.
No,
meat.
It should be plant-based. Yeah.
Plant-based.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know, people think you have to ask these questions. I mean, because it is very confusing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And when you're taking scraps off of a dinner plate, I certainly wouldn't think that you would be wasting an animal that gave you its life for dinner. But a lot of people
do. What about like the bones or something, like a steak bone or something?
That's a good question. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't put that in because I think it's going to take longer to decompose with the other stuff. So
yeah.
I think if you would separate that, I mean, I don't think it's a bad idea to, you know, throw bones out, but I would keep them separate from the rest of the material.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I buy bones for my dogs once in a while. They really love them, but I don't, you know, obviously.
I use my bones a lot to make bone broth, you know, because bone broth is such a really, you know, exciting thing. Now you can really boil it down and they get to the point where they really almost disintegrate. And so you don't have like those big bones.
I wonder what the next new thing's going to be.
I know.
What's the next new thing? For now, it's collagen, and oh my gosh, we saw some crazy stuff at over the last couple of months when we've been out and about. And I was in Austin over the weekend. It's called Sprig Smile More CBD infused sparkling citrus soda, natural CBD hemp. It's probably got a sprinkle in it. I don't know. It says 20 milligrams, but I mean, there's so many products, and I do think you can overdo it. I don't think you should be consuming everything you possibly can to get to have CBD in it. That's not how it was meant to be used, but I mean, you see it everywhere now. It is the most explosive growth of any ingredient I personally have ever seen in my lifetime.
Yeah, I think it's exploded huge. I mean, this market.
It's in everything.
Yeah, it is.
It's ridiculous.
Everything. Yeah.
And I have to say, yes, it does work. I use Honest Hemp almost daily. I took some this morning, and it's kind of funny. It really did work to, you know, calm down that anxiety. I was running like a rabbit before I got here today.
Do you sleep better on it? I've heard people say that for people that use melatonin, that you can substitute CBD oil.
Yes.
And
and melatonin, if you take melatonin supplementation, your body will stop producing melatonin. That goes for collagen, too. That's why Sun Warrior's product, their collagen boosting product that boosts your own ability to produce collagen is a much better product. And, you know, it doesn't come from, you know, you're a consumer advocate. When you have to know what's in stuff when you buy it. So rendering plants, where they take basically animals, horses, pigs, everything, their bones, right? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, and it sounds really disgusting.
Yeah, it does. So you have to know where, you know, your collagen's coming from. You really do. Okay, so go back to the composting. So how do you keep the compost from smelling if it's like in your house?
So if you have a container, there's multiple containers that you can do, but they're usually airtight. But if you're really concerned about smell, then I think the way to go is the freezer method that we talked about before, where you can put your stuff into a container in a freezer or even a deep freeze or something like that. I mean, deep freezes are relatively, you know, and you can get a used one or whatever, and you can freeze it there and then take it to someone who will compost it themselves.
Oh,
yeah.
That's a great idea.
And again, a lot of farmers markets will do this. And, you know, that was a really interesting question about whether or not schools are. My kids' elementary school has its own self-sustaining farm with chickens.
Mm-hmm.
So I bet they do have composting there, which would be an awesome thing for all the neighborhood, you know, the neighborhood folks to take their composting up there. Yeah.
Yeah, and make it like a community compost and then give people dirt and they can go grow some stuff.
Yeah. So great.
Do you have a garden in your backyard like Autumn does?
We don't. I've been dying to have a garden, and I think we want to put some raised beds in. It's amazing what growing plants can teach kids, and it's been really fun to watch that because they bring home a sprout and they watch it, and you know there's a lot of things that go along with that are so fun to teach.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's always great having you in studio. Lots of information out there. For everyone to, and you know, we need to share this information and try to make this world a better place. So always great. Stephanie Toops, thank you so much. Everyone, thank you so much for listening. We always love doing the show. I hope you enjoyed it. You know what? You get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. Get out there today and make the most of it.
Imagine you're in a room surrounded by animals. There are about 2 dozen chickens, 1 cow, 1 pig, 1 turkey, and about a dozen fish. You spend some time with the animals, getting to know them one by one. You quickly learn that each has a unique personality. You meet Sally, a chicken who purrs like a cat when petted. Jasmine, a cow whose favorite snacks are apples. Louie, a pig who seems smarter than your dog. Pearl, a turkey who loves to sunbathe, and Max, a fish who enjoys belly rubs. Before you leave the room, someone tells you, these are the very animals who will be killed for your food this year. Unless, that is, you decide to save them. Will you?
Did you know that the U.S. Department of Health actually patented cannabinoids as antioxidants and neuroprotectants? So clearly there is promise for CBD to help with a variety of issues. H-Hemp's U.S.-grown CBD system is fully tested for purity and safety. For daily balance, H-Hemp has the best-tasting CBD tinctures available. Their Super Breath Blast delivers near-immediate relief and relaxation while on the go. And the Magic Balm works wonders for your muscles, joints, and temples. Relax and feel better naturally with the H-Hemp CBD system from hhemp.com.
Sun Warrior believes that plants provide the cleanest and most powerful foods, rich in antioxidants, vitamins, minerals, enzymes, and phytonutrients. Our bodies crave real foods, especially in this age where we heavily process everything we eat, stripping out all of the benefits and nutrition well before we have a chance to even use them. Illuminate your body, mind, and the planet with Sun Warrior. To learn more, visit them at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com.
Do recent media reports of unvaccinated children causing the return of measles have you worried? Could this manufactured media push be another symptom of the epidemic of fake news plaguing our nation? Let Texans for Vaccine Choice offer this cure for measles mania. 98% of students enrolled in Texas schools are up to date on their measles vaccine. We invite you to learn more about protecting your rights and plan on joining us in Austin at our state capitol on March 28th as we rally and fight for our freedom. For more information, go to texansforvaccinechoice.com. Again, that is texansforvaccinechoice.com.
Well-Being Journal is a remarkable bi-monthly health publication esteemed by intelligent readers worldwide. It's available in print or digital, single issues or subscription. Its focus is on living a happy, healthy life and preventing or healing illnesses naturally. Preventing or healing cancer, arthritis, cardiovascular conditions, and digestive issues, as well as nutritional solutions for optimal health, are regular subjects. Learn more at wellbeingjournal.com.